It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And good morning on this Saturday morning, the Baseball Coaches Show. Paul Ramel here in the studio. And we're going to talk a lot of baseball this morning. Of course, playoff action's going on in the Junior Legion Tournament. Let's run through some scores from last night. Mineota beat Granite Falls 5-1. Cottonwood down Montevideo 8-2. And Madison Junior Legion team beat Dawson Camby 17-5 in the loser's bracket last night. So games next Tuesday in the winner's bracket. Cottonwood will take on Granite Falls at 6 o'clock, that in Cottonwood. And then two games in Granite Falls next Tuesday. Montevideo taking on Sacred Heart McRae at 5 o'clock in the loser's bracket. And the other loser bracket game will feature Madison taking on Granite Falls, that in the South Central Substate Junior Legion Baseball Tournament going on. And of course, the Junior Legion State Tournament will be hosted in Montevideo this year. And we'll talk a lot about the Region 9 seed tournament today with Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express and Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards, Jerry Thompson of the Dawson Drakes this morning. We'll go over those brackets. Of course, a lot of games in Ortonville today to start kick off the Region 9 seed tournament. Let's take a commercial break and we'll be back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
This is UCARE's Health Plans Decomplicated, where we ride our team bike and answer health plan questions simply. With us again is UCARE's Franny. Ready?
I'm all set.
Are UCARE's documents available in Spanish for my mom?
Absolutely. And if she calls customer service, we can get her an interpreter there too. And we have interpreters for over 200 languages.
Gracias, Franny. Talk to one of our plan decomplicators today. UCARE. People-powered health plans.
Nice bite, by the way.
Aw, thanks.
Don't miss the fun this weekend. It's the 131st Annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. Midwest rides and concessions around the Midway. Lots of fun and games, exhibits for you to enjoy, and a lot of great music. Bob and the Beachcombers will be on the Heritage Center stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. All during the 131st Annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, and you're invited. Listen for broadcasts right here on Q92. And you can check out the schedule online at ymcfair.org.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
It's Bellingham Firefighter Appreciation Day, Saturday, July 24th, also celebrating 150 years for Lockwell County and 135 years for the city of Bellingham. All events held at the Bellingham Legion and Bellingham Community Center. 9 o'clock, 5 alarm, 5K, run, walk, and 1 mile kids walk. 10 o'clock, beer gardens open. Lunch will be served 11 to 1 by the fire department, the first responders. Neon Gypsy will be there from 6 until midnight with all kinds of music and the big raffle drawing going on. Come on over to Bellingham for Firefighter Appreciation Day, Saturday, July 24th. That's my name.
All right, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to run over to Rosen and visit with Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, you've had a busy week last week since we last talked, and you got a busy weekend this weekend. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, last weekend we played two games. The first game was last Saturday in Appleton. Rosen headed over there, and they ended up beating Appleton 13-1.
Okay.
How it kind of went was the first couple innings were a little slow by both teams, maybe getting the guy or two on each inning, but the top of the third, Rosen really got it going with a start by Evan Kraft getting hit, and Tyler Allman getting walked, and Kyle Sachs getting a single, and then Evan Benson coming up with a big hit with the base loaded with two RBI, and then after that it was just kind of a bunch of hits by, you know, Derek Rademacher, Preston Kraft, Nate Nelson, all getting singles. And then eventually Evan Kraft getting walked with the bases loaded. And Rosen ended up scoring five runs that inning. Appleton kind of countered back with the leadoff guy getting a base hit. And they kind of manufactured a run by getting a guy walked and stole a base. And then Rosen, we kind of booted the ball around a little bit, and they scored a run that inning, but then after that, it was all Rosen by scoring another seven runs to score 13 runs.
Oh, wow, so, okay.
Yeah. Rosen scored 13 runs on 13 hits, six walks, and three hit by batters. So it was kind of everyone kind of was in the action that game.
Yeah. Yeah, the bats must have been hot.
Right. It was mainly a couple guys here with Evan Benson leading the team with three hits, and Derek Rademacher with three hits, Preston Kraft with three hits, and with one of them being a double, and Kyle Sachs with three hits with a double. Nate Nelson also had a base hit, so it was mainly just a couple guys getting hits, but the rest of the guys that they weren't getting hits. You had Evan Kraft getting two walks and hit by batter, and myself with two walks, and then Dylan Lillard getting walked.
Okay.
So
good. Good win there.
Yeah. Great, yes.
All right. Anything else on that game, Tyler?
On the pitching side, Wyatt Halverson started for Rosen, going five innings. He gave up four hits, one earned run, and walking three with striking out five. Hmm. And then Kyle Sachs came to relief, and he went two innings, striking out four and giving up one hit.
Okay. All right. Any more on that game, and what was the next one?
The score of that game was 13-1, and then the next game we played was last Sunday in Rosen against Dumont.
Okay.
Rosen ended up losing that game 5-1, but we got off to a little bit of a slow start. Our starting pitcher, Damian Plotsky, started for Rosen going in one inning, but he had some shoulder issues and just couldn't get his arm loosened up.
Okay.
So Dumont got the first three guys on, and they end up scoring. And ever since then, Rosen just—it was kind of a slow game going after that. So, Rosen didn't score until the fourth inning by Evan Benson getting the single, and Preston Kraft getting a single, and then Nate Nelson flying out to score Evan Benson. So, it was 3-1 after that, and Dumont just kind of chipped a run here and there away from the lead, so it just extended the lead, I should say, 5-1.
Okay. All right, stats on the game?
It was six hits by Rosen. Three of them were from Evan Benson. Nate Strong with a hit. Preston Kraft and Nate Nelson.
Okay.
And then pitching side, Damian Plotsky went one inning, giving up three runs, two of them which were earned, striking out one, and Evan Benson came in relief, going eight innings, six hits, two earned, one walk, and six strikeouts.
Okay. So. Good. All right. Was that it for the weekend, or?
Yep, that was it. And then after that, after our game, we had a region meeting, and we voted on where the games are at and found out who was playing who and all that. So, yeah, that was it for the weekend.
You got that in front of you, the information?
Yep.
A lot of stuff going on today, I hear.
This weekend, all the games are going to be played up in Ortonville. There's four games tonight. Starting at noon today, it would be Cottonwood and Chicago starting in Ortonville. And Rosen plays the last game of the night at 7:30 in Ortonville. And then tomorrow, all the winners from today play the top four teams in Ortonville. So busy weekend in Ortonville with eight games going on.
Yeah. And then where's it switch next week? Over to Madison?
Next week. Yep, next weekend's Madison. They have four games on Saturday, and I believe there's four games again on Sunday in Madison.
Okay.
And then the last two weekends of the region is in Rosen.
All right. All right, real good, Tyler. I got to mention, last weekend when we talked about you, you've been doing these, keeping stats, how do you want to say that?
Just putting them in kind of putting them all on an Excel sheet and, you know, kind of going over them again, you would say.
Yeah, since when?
Since 1968.
68. Every person that's ever played for the Rosen Express will have a their own stat, and it'll be all compiled, huh?
Yep, they won't be forgotten.
Yeah, I had a number of people...
good or bad.
I've had a number of people talk to me about our conversation last Saturday on the coach's show, and they thought we should do a whole hour with you just going over the history of Rosen Express and things that stood out to you while you were doing this long process.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things I've gone through, and a lot of them I kind of questioned and, you know, wondered if that was really true. But like I always said, I can't go back and review it, you know, 30, 40 years ago, so I got to take their word, whoever did the book at the time.
Yep. Yeah. So, what do you have, the book? Tom kept the book for every game since 1968?
Yep. Tom Rademacher, he wrote down every book that he gets, you know, before the year. He'll write down the year, and would write through the book, and when I'm done with it, I hand it to Tom, and Tom's got a spot where he puts it, and he's got every year organized, and it's really, really something to see. He's got stacks of books, and and I know his wife kind of rolled his eye when, you know, he's got a spot in the basement where the books are all at, so she's got to steer clear of that.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, when you get done with that, Tyler, let's do a little... a program on that, I think it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, we could do that sometime, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of interesting things in that computer of mine that I've got. So sometime, yeah, we can meet together.
Good. So Rosen takes on Hancock at 7:30 tonight in Ortonville in the first round of the Region 9C tournament. So good luck to you.
All right, appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
Yep. Tyler Ottleman of the Rosen Express, let's take a commercial break. And we'll talk with Brian Fernals of the Madison Legion right after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her offices are located in the First Security Bank in Canby.
Western Minnesota Prairie Waters Regional Marketing has information on everything you need to live in and visit Chippewa, Lac La Parle, Swift, and Yellow Medicine counties. Visit their website at prairiewaters.com for information on things to do, events, housing, education, health care, child care, and more. Go to prairiewaters.com/shop local for a listing of local businesses. Prairie Waters, working hand-in-hand with Explore Minnesota Tourism to keep you up to date on what's available in our area. Help share our story. And be sure to check out the Prairie Waters Tourism Display at the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, co-located along with Q92 Radio. Be sure to pick up the latest Prairie Waters Visitor's Guide.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Madison American Legion Baseball with manager Brian Fernals. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
A little warm out yet this week.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's been another warm, dry week.
That's right. Well, you had the playoffs last weekend. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, so we hosted, last weekend. I think we kind of covered Friday night. And then Saturday, we started off. We had to play Canby, or Dawson Canby, and we were able to get that win, to put us into the championship game. So it was, we knew we kind of had to, we don't have a lot of pitching on our team, so we knew that we wanted Dylan Geiser to take the mound and hopefully get us a full game, and he went out there and did that. So we went through one pitcher Friday night and one pitcher on Saturday, and so that kind of put us in the driver's seat for Sunday. But
okay,
but the Dawson Canby game, we won that game 9-3. We only had three hits. Carter Hamlin was 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. Caden Allpress was 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI. And then Evan Haglund was 1-for-3 with a run and two RBIs. So, we only had three hits, but we took advantage of just a number of walks and hit batters. And then Dylan Geiser pitched the whole game, went seven innings, he gave up seven hits. Three runs, didn't walk a batter, and had three strikeouts.
Okay.
So yeah, and then that put us into the championship game on Sunday. Against Granite Falls. We had faced them twice during the regular season, and they had to beat us twice and on Sunday. And unfortunately for us, that's what happened.
Yep. What was the score of that game, Brian?
We lost the game 4-3, and we played really well. I mean, we took a 1-0 lead in the second. I think Avery Whitney had a double and scored later, but then Granite tied it, and then we took another lead when Blake Whitney was on, I think, and then Blake Wolschlager hit a two-run home run.
Okay.
To put us in the lead. And then, so Wolschlager, he had started on the mound for us. He was pitching really well. He got into the fourth, and then he got into trouble with a couple. I think there was two outs, and then he just couldn't find the strike zone. And then Granite ended up taking the lead on a hit batter. We had our chances. I mean, we left quite a few runners on base. Like I said, we had our chances, and we just, I think in the bottom of the seventh, we had the heart of our lineup up, and we just couldn't tie it or take the lead. So, on that game, Landon Schirm was 1-for-4. Carter Hamlin was 1-for-4. Blake Wolschlager was 1-for-3 with a home run, two RBIs. Avery Whitnable was 2-for-3 with a double. Evan Haglund was 1-for-3. Caden Allpress 1-for-3. But like I said, we ended up losing the game 4-3.
Okay. And that ended your season then?
Nope. Granite had to beat us twice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was a hot day. We started the game up pretty much right away. So then we lost to Granite 9-4, and then that put an end to our season.
Okay.
So, but during that game, we loaded the bases right away in the first inning, but they got us out. So we didn't score a run right away. They took like a 6-0 lead, but then we got right back in it, and we had scored four runs to get right back in the game. But one thing about Granite is they're deep in pitching, and we are not. We started Caden Allpress. He actually pitched pretty darn good. He went three innings. He gave up two runs three runs on two hits. He walked four, and he had a couple strikeouts.
Stevens County Fair in Morris starts August 10th and runs till Sunday, August 15th.
Two-thirds of an inning, and then Landon Sherm finished it off for us, going three innings. So we kind of had to piece it together. You know, we knew our pitching staff was running short, but you could just tell in the once we got into that fourth and fifth inning, you know, after playing 12, 13 innings, we ran out of gas, and we just it was unfortunate because we were right there.
Right.
We could taste it, but we just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, Granite Falls, in high school and Legion, I don't know how many times that you guys played each other.
It was many, many times.
Yep.
And it's got to be close to, I bet it's close to 10. You know, I think we had beat them during the regular season of high school. Like, it was a real close game, and it just seems like every time we play them, it's close. And,
see,
the way it goes. Yep. That's baseball. And,
that's right.
And I think they won last night. I think they played Ashby and Minnewaska. They won 3-0. So, yeah, they got a good, like I said, they're deep in pitching. They got some guys that can hit the ball and run the bases, and so they can definitely do some damage.
Yep. All right. Well, I know that was your last game of the season. Kind of went fast, didn't it? The summer goes by fast.
I can't believe it. You know, we're all of a sudden we're staring at the end of July here, and I understand like the Region 9 seed baseball tournament is starting, and that's going to go the next four weekends, just a lot of baseball and a lot of fun. And you know, I know Ortonville is going to do a great job of hosting that first weekend, and then it goes to Madison and Rosen, and so a lot of good baseball to watch, and we're fortunate to have that out in this area.
Yeah.
You know, if you're around, drive to one of these stadiums and take it all in.
I know last weekend you hosted the Legion tournament. Wow, what a crowd. Took a lot of workers to help out, and it was just a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, you know, that Saturday was just awesome. We had three games down at, you know, just during the Legion tournament, and then the Mallards came and took on the number one team, Clinton, and beat them, and it was a great crowd down there, and I think Saturday night, you could not have asked for a better night to watch a baseball game. Just looking out over the field, and I don't know if people know what happened, but some of the lights weren't working, so we had Mayor Greg Thole climbing the tower right at dusk fixing lights. And, it was pretty awesome out there. So,
you should have took a picture of that.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody has some video of it. But we looked out into left field, and there's Greg climbing the tower and fixing lights. And,
awesome.
But the weather was perfect, and it was just a great atmosphere.
So. All right, Brian, thanks a lot for the report on the American Legion team. We'll probably give you some time to compile season summer stats, and we'll wrap up the season in the next couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yep. Brian Fernholz, the manager of the Madison Legion. We'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Don't miss the fun this weekend. It's the 131st annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. Midwest rides and concessions are on the midway. Lots of fun and games, exhibits for you to enjoy, and a lot of great music. Bob and the Beachcombers will be on the Heritage Center stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. All during the 131st annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, and you're invited. Listen for broadcasts right here on Q92. And you can check out the schedule online at ymcfair.org.
Country music fans, come on out to the Riverview Park Bandstand in Appleton on Tuesday, July 27th, as the classic country sounds of the honky-tonk Stardust Cowboys begins at 7 o'clock. These veteran country music musicians from the West Central Minnesota area will play songs by your favorite country artists, plus a few classic rock and roll songs as well. Business sponsors are Appleton Building Center and Subway of Appleton. Bring your lawn chairs and a friend.
Back with the Baseball Coaches Show, we got Matt Munson, the manager of the Madison Mallards, on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Well, you really had a busy weekend last weekend with Dragon Fest going on. A lot of people in town and some good ball games. talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, there's definitely some good ball games last weekend. You know, we had two facing off against Clinton Saturday night in Madison with a lot of people in town with the all-school reunion in Dragon Fest, so that was a fun game. And then Sunday we traveled to Chicago to end the regular season.
All right, tell us all about it, Matt.
Yep, well, Saturday night, the first game with Clinton, they were, I guess, the leaders of the Land of Ducks at that point, and we actually ended up winning that game 4-0. Brandon Bornhorst was on the mound for us, threw really well again. I think that was actually our third shutout this year, so good pitching this year. In this Clinton game, we were able to jump out early, 3-0 in the first inning, and then just kind of cruised on from there. Attacking on one run in the seventh inning, but you know, other than the 4-0 game and the nice fans in the stands, we had their mascot race, which turned out to be a pretty fun event with the dog taking the championship as the eagle was disqualified for going out outside the finish line. So, but pretty fun and entertaining race that we had there. On the day, Matt Inger at the plate was 2-for-4. Matt Munson, 1-for-3. Brandon Bornhorst, 2-for-3. Garrett Olson, 1-for-4. Cole Bungarden, 1-for-4. Evan Kells, 1-for-1. So ended up getting those four runs on 8 hits, only committed 2 errors. And again, Brandon Bornhorst was solid on the mound, going all 9 innings with 10 Ks and only giving up 6 hits. So that win improved our league record to 8-3 going into Sunday's finale with Chicago. In that Chicago game, you know, we had Brandon Hill going on the mound, another guy that's been pitching really well for us this year. Field conditions, I guess, in warm-ups just weren't very good, very dry, so we were anticipating a pretty tough defensive game from ourselves. But we were actually able to jump up on Chicago early, scoring 2 runs in the fourth and then 5 in the fifth. They were able to come back a little bit, answering with 1 run each of the fourth and fifth innings. But we were able to keep answering back. Eighth and ninth put on 2 and then 4 more runs and ended up winning that game 13-5. So
wow.
Another good game for us. Strong way to finish out the season. You know, a lot of guys with multiple hits that game. Brandon Hill had 3 hits with the home run. Matt Inger, 3 hits with the home run. Cole Bungarden had 4 hits on the day, and Zach Flickinger had 2 hits. So, you know, of those guys, they, I guess, kind of led the way for us with that 14-hit attack and then committing 3 errors on the day. So a lot of pressure put on the pitchers from both teams. I think I look back at the scorebook, and I think there was only 3 1-2-3 innings amongst the two teams. So a lot of guys getting on base all day. Brandon Hill went 6 innings on the mound for us, picking up the win. And Matt Inger threw 3 innings relief to get the save. So, nice way to end the season. We knew if we, I guess, won 2, we'd be looking at a bye heading into the region tournament. So, it was nice to accomplish that. Get to rest, take it easy, I guess, today. Stay out of the heat and not return to action until Sunday night tomorrow in Ortonville.
Right. As you mentioned, the top 4 teams. Clinton got the number 1 seed, Ortonville the 2 seed, Mallards the 3 seed, and Morris the 4 seed to get the first round byes, and won't play till Sunday. But a lot of games in Ortonville today. So
yeah, there's 4 games starting at noon today, so a lot of action. Going to be a busy day for them. So I don't know if you've gone through those games already or
Nope. Wanted
me to
talk
about them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess, starting at noon today in Ortonville, Cottonwood takes on Chicago. Then we have Dumont versus Benson and Mineota versus Dawson. And we'll end up facing the winner of that game tomorrow night. And then the nightcap tonight is Rosen versus Hancock. So I imagine with the heat, it might keep some fans away, but I still expect there to be some good crowds, especially for that Rosen game. You know, being so close to Ortonville, they'll get a lot of fans there. It should be a nice evening for Balsam ball games.
All right, and good luck to you on Sunday then, Matt, either against Mineota or Dawson. So.
Yep. It's you know, I think a Mineota game was one game that we lost earlier this year. One of our probably worst games defensively. So I guess if they happen to beat Dawson, we look forward to that game. But, you know, anything can happen in playoffs. So. Mm-hmm. Early this year, played Dawson. We were able to win that game during Riverfest. So you just never know what's going to happen. You got to be prepared for whoever you face, and you know, hopefully we'll have guys there that we can put out our best lineup and take care of business tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt, and good luck tomorrow.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Matt Munson of the Madison Mallards, and we'll take a break. Come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Chanhassen Dinner Theaters brings you dinner and a slice of musical Americana with Meredith Wilson's The Music Man. 76 trombones at the big parade. A six-time Tony Award winner, The Music Man is all American as apple pie and happy as can be. A fast-talking salesman comes to town with a scheme to start a boys' band. He doesn't know a chord from a clarinet and plans to skip town with the cash. Then he meets the pretty but suspicious town librarian and everything changes.
Trouble. Right here in River City. With a capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands.
Full of catchy tunes and quirky characters, The Music Man will charm every member of your family. Your entire Chanhassen experience is guaranteed to make memories that last a lifetime. Don't miss The Music Man. Visit ChanhassenDT.com. Chanhassen Dinner Theater is always entertaining you.
Don't miss the fun this weekend. It's the 131st annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. Midwest rides and concessions around the Midway. Lots of fun and games, exhibits for you to enjoy, and a lot of great music. Bob and the Beachcombers will be on the Heritage Center stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. All during the 131st annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, and you're invited. Listen for broadcasts right here on Q92. And you can check out the schedule online at ymcfair.org. It's Bellingham Firefighter Appreciation Day, Saturday, July 24th, also celebrating 150 years for Lockwell County and 135 years for the city of Bellingham. All events held at the Bellingham Legion and Bellingham Community Center. 9 o'clock, 5 alarm, 5K, run, walk, and 1 mile kids walk. 10 o'clock, beer gardens open. Lunch will be served 11 to 1 by the fire department to first responders. Neon Gypsy will be there from 6 until midnight with all kinds of music and the big raffle drawing going on. Come on over to Bellingham for Firefighter Appreciation Day, Saturday, July 24th. That's my name.
We have Jared Royland, the manager of the Madison Junior Legion team, on the phone with us. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How's it going?
Well, it's going. I was going to ask you how it's going. You had kind of a late baseball game last night.
Yeah. I think I pulled into the driveway about 11:45 last night.
Yeah, and it was a hot one, too.
It was a win, so it was all worth it.
Yeah, what was that?
It was a win, so it was all worth it.
Okay, even in the heat, huh?
That's right.
All right, since we last spoke, I think you had a couple playoff games to talk about.
Yep. We started playoffs on Tuesday night. We ended up with the sixth seed, so our first round matchup was against, I believe they were the three seed, Monty. And we took them on down in Cottonwood. The first two times we've seen all of our opponents twice this year already, and so we kind of know what they like to do and kind of have an idea of what each team's strengths and weaknesses are and stuff like that. Unfortunately for one of our weaknesses is we tend to have an inning that kind of comes back to bite us in the end, and that was the first inning on Tuesday night. Monty's a really good hitting ball club. I think their first five or six hitters at least are quality varsity hitters, you know. And yep. So they got on base and had some well hit balls, and then our defense helped them out a little bit, giving them a couple extra outs, and what really should have been three runs turned into an ugly 11th run inning. And then it was kind of heartbreaking from there. I mean, our guys, I give our guys credit. They kept in it, and they only gave up a few runs the rest of the game. But it's hard to come back when you give up 11 in the first inning. But yep.
Those bad innings happen once in a while, don't they?
That's right. It was it's just one of those. I told the guys after the game that we're gonna have these bad days at the ball field, that nothing seems to break your way and the cards are stacked against you, and that was, unfortunately, that first inning was a prime example of that.
Okay. All right. Any stats on that game that you want to share? Or?
I think we only had 5 or 6 base runners, and we got them on. We didn't have a hit, and we had them all on walks and hit batters. So that was the other part. Their pitcher was dealing too, you know, and it helps when you got an 11 right. run lead when you start off the game too. But
okay, all right, maybe, so, anything more on that game? Otherwise, maybe it's just good to move on.
yeah, that's what I told the guys after the game. I said, you know, these games, like I said, these games happen. Not anything we can do about it now. Let's just move on and worry about taking on Dawson on Friday night.
Okay. All right. Tell us about that game then, last night.
So, yeah, it was, like I said, we got a little bit of a late start. And, I mean, I think our game went 2.5 hours long. I've played town ball games that I think we've gotten over quicker than that. No. But it was a marathon. The kids kept battling. I mean, it was both us and Dawson, you know, we had to deal with the heat, and of course about first pitch of our game the wind died down, and so it was just stale and stagnant, and it was still plenty hot and humid. And but that's another thing I like about this group. They don't whine. They don't complain. They just go out there and play their game.
Right. All right. So what was the final score of that, the Dawson-Canby game?
We had, it was a high-scoring game. The final was 17-15.
Okay. A lot of runs.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we okay. Both teams started scoring early and often. I think they put up 5 runs in the first inning, and we answered right back with 4 of our own. And they got a run in the second and the third, and they kept us out of the scoring column in those innings. And they got 1 in the fourth, and then we came back and put up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
We put up 7 runs in the fourth inning, so we finally got the bats going after a couple dead innings, and so we had 7 there, and then they kept answering back too. They put up 3 more runs in the fifth, and we answered back again with 6 runs. Excuse me, Paul. 6 runs in the fifth, and that's what gave us our 17 runs, but. We had a good lead, and Dawson kept fighting. They put up 2 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh, and it made it a little closer than, like I told Bierneld after our game, it's a good thing that I don't have much hair to start with, because I think I lost some more.
All right, stats on the game there, Jared?
Yeah, we had 9 hits, and Dawson had 10 hits, I believe. We're both batting 300 over 300 for the game. Both teams are hitting the ball well, putting the ball in play, putting pressure on the defense. And the heat and humidity, I mean, what maybe is a routine ball, if you're sweating and you get a little sweat on your hand, you know, crazy things happen in situations like that. So I told the guys, I mean, you get 2 strikes on you, you just got to choke up a little bit and put it in play. And I mean, they did that last night for the most part. I think we maybe had only 3 or 4 strikeouts all night long. And so
okay.
I was really pleased. The guys put the ball in play and made some things happen for us.
Okay. Who played well for you?
We had our one through four hitters had five hits. Caden Mortensen, I know you've heard me talk about him before, Paul. He had a heck of a night last night again. He was 3-for-4 with two RBIs, and he scored three runs himself. He's been tagging the ball the whole second half of the year. I've been really happy to see his approach at the plate. Dylan Geiser added a hit for us. Ethan Schomer gave us a hit. And the bottom of our lineup really helped set the table too. Joseph Ramsbacher had a hit for us. Cale Benson reached three of his four times at the plate, and Peyton Mortensen reached three of his four times at the plate. And Peyton, I put Peyton in the nine hole, and I just wanted him to relax a little bit. He'd been pressing a little bit at the plate, and he really took a relaxed approach last night. And he had one of the, it only ended up being a single, but that was one of the hardest hit balls I've seen all year. And so I was really happy to see that, and
good,
hopefully boost his confidence a little bit going into the next round of playoffs.
Okay. So a 17-15 win?
Yep.
Okay.
And we kind of spread out our pitching a little bit to try to save some arms for the next round. I had Ethan Schomer start. He gave us three quality innings. And then I had Caden Mortensen came in and gave us two more innings. And then I had Alex Lewis come in, and he threw an inning when I needed to give a few guys a little break, and he came in and really bailed us out and threw a good inning. And then I had Dylan Geiser come in and get the save for us and shut the door and give us the win.
Oh, good. All right, that was an elimination game. So then when do you play next, Jared?
Yeah, so we move on and we play Tuesday night down in Granite. I've got a 7:00 start again. And we'll be playing Granite Falls. Okay. They played in the winner's bracket last night, and they dropped, I think it was a 5-1 loss to Minneota.
You're right. Yep. Okay. Well, good luck to you on Tuesday then, Jared, against Granite Falls, and keep it going.
Yeah, we're gonna keep pushing on, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you next week about a couple more games.
There you go. Good positive outlook there.
Thanks. That's right.
Yep. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate the report on the Madison Junior Legion today.
Yes. Thank you, Paul.
Right. Jared Roiland of the Madison Junior Legion. We'll take a break. Come back with more to Coach's Show after this.
Laura Ingalls, get out of the creek. Ma's looking for you to come clean the dugout.
Mary, I've been fishing and thinking about what to do.
Thinking. Laura, if you're so smart, what can we do about the long winter to help lift folks' spirits?
Mary, I have a plumb great idea. Families could visit us in Walnut Grove, right, Pa?
Yes, Half Pint. Looks like fishing and thinking go together. So, folks, call us at 888-859-3102. Hitch up your covered wagon and come home to Laura Ingalls this July in Walnut Grove, Minnesota for an outdoor drama about the early life of Laura Ingalls Wilder the second, third, and fourth weekends in July.
Also come to the Family Festival. Enter the Laura Nelly Contest. Visit the Ingalls Dugout site and the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum and Gift Shop.
Pa, they can also fiddle around the Loose Gravel Music Festival July 31st. Will they know how to get here?
They can start at walnutgrove.org for details, updates, and tickets, or call 888-859-3102 and come home to Laura Ingalls today.
Jerry Thompson's on the phone with us to continue the Baseball Coach's Show. Jerry's the manager of the Dawson Drakes. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Paul.
Hey, another hot day.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be warm enough for ball.
Again. you got a big game today in Ortonville, right?
Yep. We're starting off the 9C playoffs against Minneota. Pretty sure this is the third straight year We've drawn them in the first round.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think in 19 we lost a 2-1 ball game.
Okay.
To start the playoffs, and we're getting pretty familiar with them.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that in a little bit. What happened with the Drakes this weekend or this week?
Yeah, the last time we talked, we basically have played one game on Sunday, kind of the year-end day. We had our meeting Sunday night for the region seedings and all of the other good stuff that goes along with it. And we went up to Appleton, and Braden Thompson started that game through six real good innings, gave up two hits and two runs. Braxton Thompson came in through the seventh and eighth for us, and he just gave up a couple hits in those two innings, but we did give up a couple of runs in those two. And Derek Grittenacher came in through the ninth scoreless for us. It looks like Braden threw seven strikeouts through the first six. Braxton got a couple in the seventh and eighth, and Derek struck out two in the ninth. Along with that, we hit the ball rather well. We ended up scoring nine, so we came out on top on that game, 9-4.
Okay, good win then.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. At the plate, Braxton Thompson got a hit, Derek Grittenacher with a hit, Nolan Harding with a hit, Tanner Dreetz with a hit. Just going down the line here, Braden Thompson was 3-for-6 with a couple of runs scored in that game. Eston Weber had two hits. Josh Staub was 3-for-6, and he had a double in there. And Hunter Cleveland was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. And Blake Thompson was 2-for-3.
Okay, good. All right, any more on that game? What was the next one game you had?
That was the only game we had last weekend to end our regular season. And now we're looking forward to the playoffs today. I was listening earlier to Tyler talking about Rosen's stats going all the way back to 68.
Yeah.
And since I was born in July, I believe they probably have stats since before I was born.
Oh.
So I started scrambling to do the best that I could, and I was able to go all the way back to last weekend and at least get stats for this game.
Well, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the guiding point of this whole thing. If we start now, we can always accomplish something.
That's good. Yeah, that's an amazing thing Tyler is doing with the Rosen Express, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really neat. I mean, first of all, the fact that the team goes back that far,
yep,
is something pretty special. And then to be able to archive all of that stuff, that's just something on its own. That's a pretty neat deal.
Yeah. Yeah, my son Brandon, he played for Rosen, I think, for two seasons right out of high school. And Tyler told me what his stats were. He was 4-1 on pitching, and, it was amazing, so...
Yeah, that's spectacular.
All right, tell us about today, though, in Ortonville.
Yeah, we've got a 5 o'clock, like I said earlier, against Mineota. I suppose it's probably going to be about the hottest part of the day when that thing gets going.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some close games with them. And we're just hoping out that we can go out, get a few hits, play some good ball, and see what happens. And if everything goes well, maybe we'll see Madison tomorrow evening.
All right. Yeah, 7:30. The winner of the Dawson-Mineota game takes on Madison at 7:30 on Sunday. So it'll be a big tournament this weekend in Ortonville to start the Region 9C tournament. And that's a double elimination tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's full double elim. The first four obviously get a bye. For today, and we'll play tomorrow. So it's usually a really good tournament. There's a lot of good baseball that gets played this weekend, and, you know, we're at...
the top two teams go to the state tournament then, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. They'll get seeded into the state tournament, which you know, we're a month away from that already, but I look at how fast everything has gone, and you know, when you've got your Legion and Junior Legion tournaments, and you know, a lot of our youth teams are right in the middle of their league playoffs and things like that. I mean, there's so much baseball that's happening in the last week or two, and in the next couple of weeks going forward, that it's just amazing how many games are actually going on this time of year.
That's right. All right, Jerry, thanks for the report on the Dawson Drakes, and good luck to you this afternoon against the Mineota Mudhens at 5 o'clock in Ortonville.
Thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate everything you do.
All right. That's Jerry Thompson. Thank you, Jerry. That's Jerry Thompson of the Dawson Drakes. And that will wrap up our coaches show for another Saturday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Prairie Sportsman on Pioneer PBS celebrates our love of the outdoors to hunt, fish, and recreate amid Minnesota's vast resources of lakes, rivers, trails, and grasslands. The weekly half-hour show, hosted by Brett Amundson, takes viewers around the state, rock climbing in southwest Minnesota's Blue Mounds State Park, snowmobiling to the northwest angle, steelhead trout fishing on North Shore streams, and tracking majestic golden eagles in southeast Minnesota. Watch Prairie Sportsman Sunday nights 7:30 and Monday at 12:30 on Pioneer PBS.
I want to talk to you about a new organization with the goal to serve those who have served our community selflessly, past and present. Life After Service, or LAS. We recognize that the communities in our area are strengthened by those who selflessly serve the public. It is our time to serve. Please join us July 31st for the first annual ride. The ride begins at Shooters in Appleton with registration at 10 a.m. and kickstands up by 12 p.m. Live music with legendary Tommy Rex, 7 p.m. to midnight.